Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
Hey, Game Pass or Pass subscribers, Corey here. Just want to give you a heads up, we had to use the backup audio on this one. And because of that, it's just not as clean, and there's a little bit of dropout here and there and some popping that I just couldn't get rid of. I'm not sure what happened. Something happened on Basher's side, but hopefully it won't be an issue going forward. So hopefully it's not too bad for you, and I hope you enjoy. Now time for a crisis-filled edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass on by. I am your crisis coordinator, Corey. I am joined by the weapons expert, Basher.
Every time you say crisis, I think of DC Comics and their Infinite Crisis event and the current future event, and which is terrible. And as a black man, I don't like a black Batman at all. So fix this, DC.
Don't even know what you're talking about in any capacity, which is a good thing because this is not a DC podcast. This is a podcast where we play games, not your DC stuff. Okay. Although I am looking forward to that Gotham Knights game. That game looks cool.
There's also a DC game on Game Pass or Game Pass.
Oh, there is now, isn't there? Yeah.
There sure is.
I actually played the game when it came out. Supergirl was OP. Before we start talking about video games.
She's supposed to be, though.
Why not leave us a review? Reviews help us. Help us help you. More people listening is a great thing. Go to iTunes, Spotify, whatever your favorite podcast listening service is, and leave us a review. It helps out. It really does. But that's enough begging. Let's get on to the video games. We played Xenocrisis. We did not play Crisis. The Crisis from EA. We didn't play that. We played Xenocrisis. This was developed by Bitmap Bureau, which is known for Ninja Showdown and 88 Heroes. Regularly priced at $19.99. Is an action shooter, kind of a twin stick. We'll talk about that. It's available on PC, Xbox, PlayStation, Switch. And yes, this is real. Sega Dreamcast and Sega Genesis. Huh? What? There is no cloud saves. There is no crossplay. There is no DLC. And there is no Xbox One X and Series X support. But again, this is sort of an arcade game. Wouldn't really take a huge advantage of those platforms anyway. So not a big deal. Xenocrisis. Let's talk about it.
Xenocrisis.
The first game that comes to mind is Smash TV. Am I the only one?
I thought a lot in the genre, but not specifically Smash TV. I think Smash TV had more adventure going on for it.
Interesting. So there has to be a name for this style of game. The point, like, this is a old school looking 2D game, but it's like a room to room game where you have to kill everything in the room and then move to the next room. What is the name of that?
It's a shmup.
Is it though? Is it?
I mean, yeah.
All right, fine. Right? It doesn't sound right to me.
I agree. When I say that, I think more like Full Metal Slug or something.
Yeah, like, and it's not a Metal Slug, but what I want to say is at the top of this too, really quick. There is not much to spoil in this game, but we will be spoiling a major part of this game because I think it factors into our decision that we will talk about in this game. So I want to give everyone a heads up about that at the beginning. So anyways, continue.
So how do we describe this game? So it is, as you said, it's very, very old school. Think room to room action a la Zelda, like the first Zelda. And then think shooting a la Contra with some modern roguelike elements like the dodge rolls and the in the grenade throws.
A blade, you can use your blade.
There's a melee, a melee, or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it's not a very deep game, and that's by design. It's the whole point of this game is you go room to room and you shoot things and you use your. This is where it gets a little tricky because you use one stick to move, and then you use your face buttons to aim.
Well, you can do either or. You can use the right stick as more like a traditional twin stick shooter as the direction, but it doesn't have full 360 degree shooting or anything like that. It is basically an 8-way shooting. So there are your diagonals as well as your four, four different main ways. Does not sound right, but your compass shooting. What there's words for these that I'm missing. 8-way direction, 8-way directional shooting. That's that. There you go.
Which causes, which for me is a significant issue right off the bat, just because I don't know, like I guess when you have the twin sticks, you expect twin stick shooting, but then it's like no, you can only shoot in 0 degrees, 45 degrees, 90 degrees, so on and so forth, and you're missing. There's like a blind spot in between all of that, which would be fine if the enemies moved in a way or pattern that complemented that, and they don't. The enemies move however and wherever they want. They track however they want. I mean, some of them shoot projectiles that curve to come at you, and it's like it's very. I found it very frustrating just maneuvering and shooting, considering that the fact that I can only shoot in a certain direction, but I'm dodging shots that can come at me from any direction. So that was the first thing that just kind of got to me.
The lack of like a smooth shooting or whatever you want to call it, like it doesn't, since it doesn't actually map to the right stick in terms of like if I'm holding the stick and I push it at 35 degrees, it doesn't actually shoot 35 degrees. So it's going to either be, like you said, straight up or to the right. And I'm not sure if I'm describing this right, but to me, using both sticks didn't feel right. Because
it did not.
Because whenever I wanted to shoot diagonally, I felt like I was always fighting the controller. Like I was like, no, I want to shoot diagonally, but I was just slightly off to where it wants the stick. And so I actually switched to the face buttons entirely, and you can actually shoot diagonally by pressing the two face buttons that you want. So let's say you wanted to shoot up and left, you just press X and Y on the Xbox controller and it'll do that. Works extremely well in terms of, you know, versus the stick, but then you're also sort of kind of clawing the controller at times. But I got through it. Granted, I legitimately think like I messed up my index finger playing this game, like legitimately, like I was pressing those buttons really hard or something. And also I've noticed that because the new Xbox Series X and S controller is slightly smaller, I noticed that like my fingers just, they don't, I don't know. There's something about it that just didn't agree with my hands, but that's neither here nor there. That's probably just me. Anyways, point being is that the twin stick or non-twin stick part of it didn't bother me, I think, nearly as much as you. But for you, it seemed to be a pretty big issue, whereas my issues with the game are a lot different, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something I noticed immediately. In the term you use, fighting the control, that was immediate for me. And again, this is one of those games where you're going like a Hades or any kind of those roguelikes. You're going room to room, killing things, and it's like, and the name of the game is difficulty. You know, it's like, this game is hard. It's very hard. Like, it is made in those old school ways where you get three continues, you could buy more, you can upgrade to more, but it's almost like playing a game of quarters back in the day. You're supposed to die, and if you make it through a run, you're not supposed to die at all, almost. And it really lives and dies by that kind of philosophy. So when I have a game like that that requires me to be so careful, so precise, and I'm fighting the controls almost immediately, like I'm already a bit soured. So, but during that souring process, that's when you told me that you use the face buttons to shoot, and that definitely helped. So I do recommend that right off the bat.
Yeah, and it's like, and I want to sort of focus on the part where you say, like, this game is difficult, man. Like, and by design, like, this game, it's weird to say it's old school, but it is. Like, games just aren't made this way anymore, in that you are designed, or you are encouraged and beat down to the point where you're going to be playing the same levels over and over because they want you to get better at them. And yes, you have continues, but even with the continues, it gets ridiculously hard. And you might end up dying on the third level 5 or 6 times, and you might go through continue after continue. And then, but what you got to do? You got to just do it again, you know, and get better at it. And there's something to be said about that style of game, in that it's brutal, but it's also rewarding. And as much as I was frustrated with this game with the controls, and once I sort of adapted to its I don't want to say quirkiness, because that's not right, but once I switched to the face buttons and I felt more comfortable with it, I was getting through the levels, and I was angry with it, but I was also determined. You know, I got sucked into this game. I was just like, I want to beat this game. And I think where a good strength of it is that every level is, I don't want to say has new enemies, because that's not true. Like, sometimes they're just upgraded enemies or evolved versions of the enemies, but every level looks different, and you have to play it a little bit differently. And I think that's something that's extremely strong for this style of game, because sometimes the levels can just kind of be the same thing, and then you're not engaging with it. You're just sort of playing it without actually enjoying it, if that makes sense. So I enjoyed that aspect of it, and I enjoyed that grind of just getting a little bit farther and a little bit farther, and then eventually by the end of the game, like you said, like you're not dying, you know, and if you are dying, it's because you made a stupid mistake, and it's sort of on you. I don't think that's entirely fair. I think there is some BS in this game. Of some of the projectiles and stuff are really hard to see, and not just in terms of color, but in terms of size, it's just like I'm playing on a huge OLED TV, and it's just like, and I couldn't see this thing just because it blends in, and that's just not fun. That's annoying at that point. There's a lot of little things like that that really bug me.
By the way, the enemy that shoots that is one of those many enemies in this game that they designed to pop up from the ground and pop back down like within a second and a half. And it's like, and your bullets just aren't, they don't hit. And it's like, and what I mean by that is they're just very weak bullets. And it's, again, I would have way less of an issue with that if I'm shooting and maneuvering however I want, but the game is forced me to maneuver in a certain way because I can only shoot in a certain way. But I'm dodging these bullets from these guys that are hitting any kind of which way, like they're curving in the air to come get you. And it's like, and I'm getting hit by these bullets that I ordinarily wouldn't get hit by, but I feel like because of the way that I'm forced to shoot them, I'm getting hit by these bullets. But I harped on that long enough. I do agree that I like how every level progresses to an entirely different level. Like it is like you are moving through this kind of this very short little quick adventure action adventure thing, and that I do appreciate. In between and during each run, enemies will drop these dog tags, and those dog tags are what you use in between levels to upgrade certain abilities, or not abilities but stats, like your health or your bullet strength, or how many grenades you can hold, so on, or how many continues you can have. So
Well, so on that topic, yeah, I want to. There's kind of a mechanic in here with the ammo box. You don't have infinite ammo.
I hate that. why'd you bring it up? Because
I think it's important. I like it.
I hate it.
It's pretty cool. I do wish.
Yes, can I tell you why I hate it?
Go for it.
Because
we should probably explain it. I don't remember the numbers, so I'm sort of making this up. I believe you start with 150 bullets, and what happens is when you get to, I think it's 20 bullets, an ammo box appears on screen, and you have to go pick up that ammo box or else you can't shoot. That's very different than something like a Contra maybe there are other games like it, but I can't think of any other game that's ever done that.
Contra did it, and people hated it.
The original Contra didn't.
Oh no, there's a Contra reboot.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I didn't know that.
There's a new Contra entry, not a reboot, but an entry that didn't have infinite ammo, and everybody hated it for good reason.
I think it would be less. I think the reason that I'm okay with it is because it's not a gamble. Like, it will appear every time. It's not like you're going to run out of ammo and then suddenly like you can't play the game anymore and you have to change up how you're playing. You do have to get to the ammo, but it will always show up. It's never a crapshoot.
But that's why I hate it. because if the mechanic is that it always shows up, then it's a pointless mechanic to me. You know, it to me, it's like playing Resident Evil and running out of herbs and going, oh no, what am I going to do? Oh wait, zombies, I'm dropping an herb anyway. It's fine. It's like, so what's the point of even having your herb system? It's like, there's no threat. But I guess their threat here is, we'll drop it somewhere on the screen. You just have to go get it. And it's like, you're just being willfully, like, you're being Dark Souls difficulty at this point, where it's like you're just being ignorant. Like, don't do that. Just give me my ammo.
To me, it taught me to be more disciplined in this game, which I think is important, especially once you get to the later levels. Because even if I could just lay on the trigger at all times, like, I needed to be taught that movement is important, and in those moments to where, even though I'm running low on ammo and I know I need to get the box, like, I still was a little careless, and I ended up putting myself in a situation where, like, I ended up having to, like, roll across the map, and I think it aids to it, but at the same time, I can totally see why people would be upset with it. I would not have been mad if there was a toggle for it kind of thing. Like, do you want this mechanic on or off? Because I do. Then again, I don't know, because I feel like if you could just shoot at all times and there was no drawback, you could cheese this game pretty hard. Granted, you probably still can, but like you could totally just, like, sit in a corner and then just half the enemies would come to you, kind of thing.
I mean that's essentially what I did in my last run to beat it. I strafed the walls essentially, and I only left the wall to get ammo. But
it forced you out of those walls, I guess, is my point. Like,
yeah, it's, but It sure did, but I don't know if I would straddle the wall at all if I could shoot however I wanted.
Yeah, like, okay, that's fair. Yeah,
that's kind of why I was. That's kind of the reason I even started straddling the wall. But your point is also fair though. It does create a moment of teaching, you know, where it's like, this is. Get used to moving a lot, and that I'm okay. That I'm absolutely fine with. It's just I just don't like it being played with an ammo. I don't like it being played with a mechanic rather that is absolutely necessary, and then at the same time so necessary that you're definitely going to get it back. Like, you're not guaranteed a grenade, for example. So if you see one out there, right, you have the option. Do you want to get that grenade or not? And it's like, I might need that later. Whereas, like, ammo is like, I definitely need ammo. Well, you're definitely going to get ammo. It's like, okay, so just give me ammo. Like, I kind of want to skip the middleman on that one.
Yeah, it's tough. Like, I don't think there's a right or a wrong answer. But, yeah, so the things that I like about this game, I think the bosses are cool. I think they're challenging. I think the enemy variety is cool. I think that the level design is neat, and I think the challenge is good. I think we've gone over what we dislike as well, and it's just the movement's not great. One other thing for me is I don't think a lot of the weapon upgrades are particularly great, and I don't mean just on your main weapon. Like, you do pick up other weapons like a spread shot and a shotgun and a bank shot and a flamethrower, and it's like that bouncing shot is worthless. Like, except for the last level where they start introducing enemies that have shields, which, why? Am I crazy? Is that bouncing shot any good? Because no.
I'm going to just go out and say, once I started getting the upgrades, I honestly thought this game was a parody. I legitimately thought that they made this game as a spoof on a genre, because it's like, any other game of this genre, this old school side scrolly ish shooter, you beg for a spread shot. Like, you're like, oh, right. Shoot, I got me a spread shot. This is game over. You get a spread shot in this game, it's like, your bullets are weaker. First of all, like, you don't, like, they don't hit as hard. And I'm guessing because they spread. But
well, yeah, because I mean, I think the bolts hit the same, but it's that they're not all hitting because it's a spread shot.
it's no upgrade in this game is almost like
shotgun. Shotgun's good.
You're right. The shotgun is the good one. The BFG, there's a BFG in this game. Don't pick it up.
I don't. That one is situational for me on depending on the level. Last level, great. Level before that, great. First, second, and third level, not so much, because anything that requires me to, like you said, talked about the enemies in the third level that sort of come in and out of the ground, BFG does not work on them, because like you have to keep moving, and if I have to keep moving and I have to charge up my shot, like, yes, you can do it, but it becomes more difficult for not a good reason. Like, I can do better without the BFG. If the BFG it does more damage for sure, and it kind of just eats through enemies, but that's only if they're in your way. It's not a good upgrade for a lot of the enemies. And the fact that they don't last you don't pick up the spread shot and you keep the spread shot. You only get it for what, like 20 seconds, I think it is. And every gun should be better in that point. The flamethrower has its moments to where it can be it's extremely powerful, but you have to get right up in their face. So I think that one is a good one in the shotgun, but that's it. The rest of them I do not like. And it's kind of strange that there's also, I didn't know this until after I beat it, but if the left bumper actually drops the weapon. So to me, that kind of,
wow. Okay.
Yeah. That kind of just like, I should not be able to drop this. Like, I feel like that is contradictory, but I'm wrong. But
I mean, again, I thought the power-ups was so bad. I legitimately thought this was they're making fun of power-ups in games. And the fact that you can drop it makes me think that even more. I'm not going to lie to you. There's actually a power-up, the homing gun. The homing shot.
Hate it.
you think after I just ranted about how much I hate not being able to shoot any direction that I would like the homing shot. I hate the homing shot.
Like, I feel like it always went after the wrong enemy.
Every single time. Like, you could be right next to an enemy. It's going to go around him, around the next guy, to the other guy. Like, it doesn't... The shotgun and the laser beam. That's it.
Yeah. That laser's also... the laser's OP. Like, it just destroys everything. That's the best gun in the game by far. So, but I mean, like, I'm torn in this game because I liked it. Like, it kept me coming back. Like, I was like, I want to beat this game. And it kept beating me up and I was angry. And I liked it for that reason. That being said, I wanted to break my Xbox in half at the end of this game, because this game pulls something that I have never seen before. I'm sure it's probably happened before. But not in quite this way. And this is kind of the spoiler alert for it, I guess. So the game gives you continues, right? And you get three of them and you get three lives. Is that right? Three lives?
Yeah, you get three. You start off with three, you can buy more.
Yeah. So you get three lives. And if you use a continue at all and you get to the last boss, you die. No questions asked. You die. You have to get to that last boss without using a continue to actually finish the game. At that point, I stood up, walked around my house for a little while, and was just like, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing with my life? Because this game just spit in my face. And yeah. But here's the thing. I still went back and beat it. So what does that say about me?
See, the thing is, I get it. Like, cause games, games like this used to exist, you know, like, and it was because for, I guess people our age already know this, but it's because like games used to be made for like arcade cabinets and but they were quarter eaters. So like they wanted you to die a bunch so you can put more quarters in and play some more and buy more continues and so on and so forth. The earliest case of microtransactions. Like just die and buy more lives. And I get it. I truly get it. And I can honestly say I never liked it. I just never liked it. They're like I grew up playing the Mega Mans, the Ghosts and Goblins, Ghosts and Ghouls. Like I get it.
Ghosts and Goblins is the one that comes to mind that did this, right?
Yeah.
Like you beat the game and it's like, guess what? You got to beat it again.
Exactly.
It's just like, wait, what?
and it's like, I get it. And like, but I never enjoyed it because it's just kind of like, I don't want to sound sensitive about it, but there's a meanness to it, you know? Like I just
give me a warning, like something, man. Like I felt so accomplished when I finally like I got to this boss on my last life too. I was like, I'm probably not gonna beat this boss, but I got here. Like I'm progressing forward, and then I didn't even get a chance. It's just like, nope, you died. And I'm just like, why? Like, why you gotta be so mean?
it really is like the gameplay is it reminds me of some of the Dark Souls features, the Souls games features, where it's like, ha ha ha, but you like this joke that we played on you. You thought you won, but you didn't. You thought you were going to walk up these stairs, but we dropped a big boulder on you. LOL. And it's like,
it's funny once, maybe.
My perspective when playing a video game is, I could be doing literally anything else. I'm doing this because I like playing video games. That I spent an hour getting to you. Just for you to laugh at me and go, ha ha, do it over again. It's like, no, I'm not. I have, like how dare you? It sounds sensitive as all heck, I know, but I'm just like, why not just play fair?
Warn me. Like, if you just tell me straight up at the front, it's like, if you use a continue, you will not see the end of this game. So at least I know. Like, the fact that I got there and then it just slapped me down, I was way more upset than I should have been. Like I was legitimate. Like I called somebody. I was like, you will not believe what just happened to me. And it was a lady friend of mine, and she has no idea what I'm talking about, but she could clearly tell that I was upset. And I'm just like, what am I doing? Like it was a reflective moment that I'm not proud of, but I still finished it. I went back and finished it. So what does that say about me? And what does that say about this game?
What does it say about all of us, because I also completed this game, I hated it from beginning to end, like.
Right.
But it's only that's why I beat it though, because I hate it.
But that's where I struggle with on this show. We have to tell people to play this game or not. I don't know what to say. I legitimately do not know what to say because there's stuff about this game that I hate. But even when it literally gave me the finger. Straight to my face, I said, I gave it the finger back, and I was like, no, I'm gonna win. And I did it, and I beat it, and I felt great about it, and I felt terrible about it. But the point is I beat it. And the question is can I recommend it to someone? And I legitimately don't know.
I think it depends on the type of gamer you are. Because if you're the type of gamer that like speaking personally, like if a game makes me very angry because it's cheating me unfairly, I want to beat it more simply because when I tell people how much I dislike this game, I do not want to hear the, oh, you just weren't good enough. Like, no. I beat this game. I don't like it. And here's why for 45 minutes of your time. Like, is that healthy? I don't think so. I don't think that's the reason you should be playing video games. You know, there is.
Right, but I think about your Dark Souls argument, and it's I noped out of Dark Souls originally, the first one, even though I played Demon Souls. But that original Dark Souls, I noped out of that game when I got killed through a wall. It was dumb, it was stupid, and it was just people are that's just the game. And I'm just screw you. That's not a feature. That's not a feature of the game. And so no, I'm not giving in to your get good mentality, but for whatever reason it worked for me on this one. What's the difference, I guess?
Well, I think to your point, you just said it's Dark Souls, this is not a feature. Everything in this game is purposeful. Everything is purposeful.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Every single thing. And it's and that right there is the deciding factor for people. Because it's not, I did not call this a Dark Souls situation where it's there's a production, there's a certain production value here or cooperative experience or something here. This is a straight challenge and it's going to beat you down on purpose. And it needs to be something that you are ready and prepared for. I personally just when I get a game like this, I definitely feel I just feel like it's just not necessary. You can make a hard game and make it fair. And anytime I say that, I think Mega Man X. I think that's the perfect hard game ever, the most perfect hard game ever made. It's very difficult. It doesn't even tell you how to play the game, but it teaches you how to play the game from the start menu.
Right,
teach you how to play
right.
the game. But without any introduction, without any sort of tutorial mode, you know how to play this game without it telling you how to play this game. And it's just a fairness along the way, because it's like any Mega Man, how you beat the bosses is up to you, but there's a preferred way. You will find that preferred way. And games like this is we're going to be hard. We're going to be difficult for difficulty's sake. And that's it. And it's I don't got a lot of love for that, you know,
I agree, but I disagree. But at the same time, it's really for me, it really comes down to that moment of just killing me. Because it's stupid,
for no reason.
Right. I personally feel I would have got to that boss and I would have died, most likely, because it was the first time I had faced it. And it turns out that last boss isn't particularly, it's not that difficult.
He's not hard at all. That's the only reason I got right. That's the only reason I didn't experience what you experienced is because that last boss fight is not the hardest boss fight.
Right. So, but at the same time, it's just if you just would have let me played it, I think I could have looked at your flaws with less anger, I guess. Yeah. But the fact that you did all that and you slapped me in the face, it's just kind of the thing is, the end of your game's your last boss isn't, it's not anything special even. And which almost makes it worse in some ways, but it also makes it better. I don't know. It's just, it's such a strange design choice that my brain is stuck on. It's like in a twist in a movie that there's a twist for the sake of twist sake. And it's just if I see it coming, then if the twist doesn't make any sense, then why do it?
But I think it makes perfect sense in this game. Again, the thing is, every like everything they do is purposeful. Like, so like from the very beginning, it's we're going to handicap you. And what you feel about that last boss, I feel about the moment to moment gameplay, like the smaller design choices of we're not gonna let you shoot 35 degrees. It's like, why not? Because it's harder that way. It's like,
yeah,
that's not that's
but we
that's,
beat it. But we adapted to its rules and we did beat it. Like, I don't know. You were definitely leaning towards no. I'm leaning towards maybe. Like, I'm definitely not on the yes side, but at the same time, like, I cannot look at this game and say that, like, I had a bad time.
I
had a frustrating time, but it was a frustrating way that pushed me to finish it. And
I agree with that.
So, isn't that the point? Like, isn't that the point of a game?
I would mirror those thoughts if I would have an easier time telling someone to try this, to play this all the way through, to suffer the way we suffered, if there was something else for them besides, hey, this is hard.
Like, right. If there's a story,
if there was a aesthetic here that was just really just popping, like if the art style was super cool, if the music was just fantastic, or if there was something else, I could say, hey, you want to have a heck of a time just being your head against the wall. This is a game for you, but this it's not even it doesn't do anything but be difficult, you know, like
right.
Dark Souls has kind of like that dark humor, if you will, whereas like, ha ha, the ball ran down, I killed you. It's like, okay. Or we trolled you. It's like, all right, mean culture, I get it. But like, this is just, we're going to make a hard game and it's going to be hard.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to probably go to pass on this one. And for me, I would probably put up more of an argument if it just wasn't for that ending. Like, if the game wasn't so punishingly difficult without warning you, and maybe the fact that you've been warned, maybe that's a huge thing. Maybe that will change your perspective on it. But our perspective and the way that we played it, that was a moment for me. It just, again, I have not felt that much betrayal in a long time. In general in my life, which is saying a lot, but it really was a moment that was just like, I think most people that would come to that moment would probably shut off the game and never look back, but it cut me deeply.
I would not finish the game if I experienced it. I just got an extremely lucky run on my last run on this game.
So when it comes to Xenocrisis, we hate it, we love it at the same. Now, we like parts of it.
We hate it. We put up with it.
Right. I think there's a couple things that I would have changed, but really that ending just puts it for me from part of me, like something deep down says like, no, maybe you should play it. But at the same time, like I cannot ignore that betrayal that I felt from this game. So
we have to go. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We're gonna have to go pass on it.
It just came down to, for games, if you want to play a game that challenges you for challenge sake, there are so many games that do that now, and they do it and they're on this platform, on this service, they do it a lot better. Right. This didn't have the extra oomph that was necessary. It didn't have amazing music, amazing gameplay, amazing story elements, just a super cool character, like none, or just crazy animations. None of that. It was just a hard game, and that's the bare minimum you can have. You can like to make a game.
There you have it. When it comes to Xenocrisis on Game Pass, pass on it. Don't pick it up. Play something else. There's plenty else to play in the service, unfortunately. But, I mean, hey, I hate doing this, but, you know, if you're super into really hard old school games, give it a shot. Again, I hate doing that because that's not the point of the show, but it has to be said. So, But all right, that is going to do it for this episode. You can shoot us an email if you want, gpopfans@gmail.com. Let us know what you like, don't like. Maybe you played Xenocrisis and you want to let us know about it. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast service. It really does help out. We got more ratings over the holiday break. Really appreciate that. And you can shoot us a voicemail on Anchor, or if you want to You can shoot us a voicemail over on Anchor, or you can hit us up on our Google Voice at 574-651-9256. 574-651-9256. We'll read your questions, comments, concerns on the air. But all right, in terms of schedule, the next game up on our list. So this one's going to be a little strange because this one's coming out in between Cyber Shadow as well as about a week before the Medium. So Cyber Shadow will most likely be next, but we do have other games we've been playing. So I'm not sure which one will be coming up. We also going to be playing Full Throttle. That was our random spin game. So, but all those games are going to be coming. Cyber Shadow, the Medium, as well as Full Throttle. So, but all right, you got anything you want to say before we close out Xenocrisis?
Absolutely not.
There you go. That's going to do with this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with something. Don't know what yet.